You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
Johnny Gordon.
Thank you. WMDX and 92.7 on your old radio dial. But, you know, a lot of people are streaming now, so check out the Civic Media app, and we're there. You can text us, give us a call, or voice note us, something that Gen Z is doing a hell of a lot of.
Top of that is they're also watching live streams, which we are on YouTube and Facebook.
That's
there
right.
There we go.
Yeah. And you can call us, 608-879-8255. Beautiful sunshine this morning, looking great over State Street downtown here, a block off the Capitol. Where we were at the Madison Night Market last night, had a great crowd there. A lot of people came up to our booth and said hello. It's good to see everybody. Yeah.
And Sam, producer Sam, was actually there.
Oh, showed up. He's back in town.
Yes, he was there. I couldn't believe it. That was fantastic.
He was signing autographs and everything. People wanted, clamoring around Sam, like, oh my God.
I know. People pushed by us and just went to Sam.
Pushed by Dom, like, who's that guy? Yeah. Yeah. We want to talk to Sam. I know. Yeah. How did that make you feel, man?
Yeah, I was crying when I got home.
Weeping. It is 7 minutes past the hour. Yeah, it's going to be nice all day long. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Let's check in with Savannah Tomei Olson from our news department here at WMDX. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. What's happening in your world?
What's newsworthy? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things this week is that Madison is getting a new clerk. Of course, this has been an ongoing saga since last December when the city was notified that there were those 193 ballots that weren't counted. And then ever since, there were two investigations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said that the former clerk, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, broke the law in how all of it was handled. So now Lydia McComas, who works for Hennepin County, Minnesota, which includes Minneapolis. So she works in a place where there are far more registered voters than we have here, will come here to Madison and lead the clerk's department. But when she does, she will have a lot of new rules to adhere to, because last week the Wisconsin Elections Commission basically said, okay, so because Madison screwed up in this way, essentially, Madison will have to go the extra mile and do these extra steps that other cities, communities, villages are not required to do, basically to just kind of prove that the same mistake won't be happening again. So that will be, something to tackle as she starts, and especially because the rest of the staff is the same, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens there, but she begins at the end of September.
Well, I've got a suggestion. I think we should send in the National Guard and make sure this runs smoothly.
Really?
I'm done with it.
Okay. Good idea.
Okay.
We'll get that suggestion.
This is catching on nationwide,
okay.
I think.
All right. Now, what's this about a new soccer team at Bree Stevens?
That's right. I don't know if you remember. So a couple years after Forward Madison had started, it was, I think, like 2.5 years ago now, Big Top Events, which owns Forward Madison, announced that they were going to have a women's pro soccer team.
Oh.
And so that was, a long time coming. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting to hear more. And this week they announced that we'll have a pre-professional women's soccer team, basically because there were supposed to be improvements to Bree Stevens to make it, to allow a pro team to play there. That just couldn't really materialize. Bree Stevens has needed hundreds of thousands of dollars in upgrades for years. So instead, they really just wanted to get a women's team on the field. So they're going to start next year, but they're accepting name submissions. So anybody can send them an email and say, I think the, we have Madison Forward. I think the whole team should be called the Flamingos.
Oh, yes.
And, they said they had already gotten, I think it was 72, 96 hours after the announcement, and they had already gotten at least 500 security deposits 4 season tickets. Wow. So there are people ready to watch women's soccer in Madison, which was pretty cool to hear.
They should call it the Kicking Flamingos. Wouldn't that be something? The Kicking Flamingos. Okay. Now, but didn't we just have a baseball team, a women's baseball team put in place? Is that a professional?
I don't know. That was out at where the Mallards play.
The Mallards play, yeah.
I think that happened.
Oh, the Nightmares.
Yeah,
that's part of the Northwoods League. So it's all college kids playing for the summer. It's women's softball, basically equivalent to the Northwoods League there.
Yeah. Okay. And quickly, before we go, there's a restaurant closing and one that's opening, right?
That's right.
That's right. A Pig in a Fur Coat over on Willie Street. That's one of our family favorites, on a really nice occasion. There aren't too many places you can get really good octopus here in Madison. And A Pig in a Fur Coat is one of them.
Yeah.
Owner Dan Bonanno and Bonnie Aaron said that they basically just want to do something new. So they're going to turn it into a new Elementari. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
What's an
Elementari? They have a location over on Monroe Street right now, and it's an Italian deli. Bonanno is really trained in classic Italian food. That's one of his big passions. So he's going to try to do more of that. And then Taj, do you guys remember Taj? It closed back in 2019. It was on Park Street.
Is this the Indian restaurant?
It was beloved. Yeah. Beloved. And now the sons of the owners are going to bring it back. They've secured where the borough is and the Duda Bodes building there on Park Street.
Okay.
And they're going to open it within the next couple weeks. It's been 6 years and people still talk about how good Taj was.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to bring it back.
Ah, that's great. Very cool. That's great news.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Savannah Tomei Olson, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you coming to our listener appreciation party? It's happening September 6th.
Yeah, we're asking and we're forcing people to show up at our party.
We're forcing all of our fellow employees to show up.
We're putting everybody on the spot. Yeah. And you're there too.
You're definitely welcome to join us if you can.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. That's everybody else
good
says.
Good answer.
It's on my list.
All right. Savannah, thank you very much. All right. Savannah Tomei Olson. From WMDX News. That's right. Our listener appreciation party happening on Saturday, September 6th, Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. If you would like to go, well, you're welcome to go. It's free and it's open to the public. It's happening on Saturday, September 6th at 3 p.m. But we also have VIP passes, and that gets you in for a tour of the distillery and tasting of some of their spirits and a swag bag from WMDX. If you'd like to enter, the keyword is cucumber today. Cucumber. It's because they have a cucumber vodka, John. Doesn't that sound interesting? Cucumber vodka?
Yeah.
C-U-C-U-M-B-E-R. Spelling is important. Otherwise, the computer doesn't track it. So, get that spell. Oh, Catherine's on the phone. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
What did I do?
What did you do?
All right, Catherine.
Catherine, good morning.
That is not a very welcoming start. You realize that when I'm on hold, I hear you.
I forgot about that part.
Okay, no, you talk to her. I don't want to talk to her. Well, I'm just calling because you mentioned Downdrin's and asked, thank goodness you asked, Savannah Tomei Olson to come, because I don't think I've sent her an email yet, but I did send one to Maggie.
Yes.
Maggie Dawn.
Yes.
Said she will come.
Oh, great. I think Todd Alba is going to be there as well, and Zommers.
The whole crowd is going to be there. It's going to be awesome. Downdrin's.
It's not just
so
for John
beautiful.
And Gordy.
That's right.
No.
We've asked Schwabba to be there, and he's busy.
He lives way north of here, hours.
Brittany Merlot, we'll ask her again to make sure she is.
Yeah, Brittany Merlot may come, too. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
She'll make it. I bet she is. She's an adventurer. She'll make it down.
She is an adventurer.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
All right, get to your big story.
All right.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
All right, this is the big story.
All right.
Do I have time for that?
Yeah, well, we got 5 minutes.
All right. I don't
have enough time.
No. The right-wing podcaster and some media outlets are catching on, realizing everything MAGA was afraid would happen under Biden and the Democrats was just projection. Plans they wanted to do before the Dems beat them to it. Now, here's a podcaster. His name is Tim Dillon, the Tim Dillon Show. This is cut 178. He's finally realizing something's going on here. Let's listen.
They've already got the cops on the street that are not cops, that are the military. They've already got the National Guard on the street. They already have all your information in D.C., and now they just get to decide what is and isn't over the line. That should scare everybody. You're fucking nuts, dude. If this doesn't scare you, you're nuts. All these things that Alex Jones was like worried about when I listened to him in the late 90s, early 2000s are coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's a big fan of Trump, but like this is everything Alex Jones always talked about. Military in the street, the FEMA camp.
That's right.
Mm. The tech company that monitors everything, the surveillance. This is all of that. I mean, not to sound like a fucking nut, this is everything a crackhead. And I don't even mean a crackhead like crack, but a guy smoking weed
in
a room with a fucking black light and a fucking, insane clown posse tattoo on his arm. I'm thinking of a very specific guy I was friends with.
Yes, you are.
But this is everything that that guy would have talked about. Mm. Bro, there's going to be military in the street. They're going to put you in jail for fucking thoughts, man. If you just say them, bro, you're going to be in in jail. There's going to be a fucking company that monitors everything you do, bro. Like, this is literally the wet dream of every conspiracy theorist that has ever lived, and it's happening now.
Yeah, there it is.
That was
That's
great.
Something else, isn't
Who
it?
Is this again?
That's Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon, okay. Show. Check him out.
Yeah. Okay, but we'll continue here. The FEMA is, of course, you've heard, shelling out $608 million to states for migrant detention centers. These are FEMA centers in Texas and Florida. And now here's Ring of Fire host. By the way, Ring of Fire host RFK Jr. was part of the Ring of Fire for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is another host there, and he's ranting about it. Let's listen.
But either way, we have been told when it comes to Social Security, we're running out of money. Medicaid, we don't have money. Food stamps, we don't have money. FEMA, we don't have money. Oh, what about concentration camps? Oh, don't worry. We got plenty of money. It's never about not having money. The government has money. They just have different priorities than the average American citizen. You see, we want things like living and being able to afford food. And by living, I mean, you know, going to the doctor, getting quality educations. But for those things, there is no money. Never has been, never will be.
Right.
But when it comes to feeding the military-industrial complex, we need more tanks, planes, and bombs. Oh, we got tons of money for that. Oh, we can't help the victims of natural disasters. And then the same government agency, FEMA, turns around and says, hey, got $600 million. Who wants a concentration camp?
There you go.
There's always money.
Yeah. Money.
There's just never the will or the desire to spend it on the things this country actually needs.
What do they like?
Our government would rather spend it on cruelty.
Yeah.
Than spend it actually helping us.
Well, you know, we've talked about it a lot on this program with our own Republican legislature. They are really determined to punish people. Everything they do is about punishment. Always suspicious that somebody is taking advantage of the government. So they use as an excuse not to fund anything that society needs in this state, at least.
Apparently.
So it's going on all over the place, and everybody's turning onto it. I have one more cut after this break,
okay,
and we'll continue this bizarre side of MAGA.
Yeah, we're watching live CNN coverage of the the FBI is searching John Bolton's home. We have some unconfirmed reports of what they found so far, a mustache brush and some cheap suits from JCPenney. That's it so far. Keep you posted.
He's
coming
guilty.
Back with more of John and Gordy right after this. Getting a weather update.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Evil. 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 Evil.
This is De-Evolution right here.
Devo. They're on tour again.
No, they aren't.
Yeah, I think they are.
Well, they're two members died.
Okay, well, I know that I saw a thing yesterday where they're going out with the B-52s.
Oh, well, that's
and
great.
Whatever is left of Devo, I guess.
The two main members are still alive and well, okay. And they were in this documentary that I watched on one of the streaming services. I can't remember which one, but it was really interesting. They really are artists.
Yes, they are.
Their videos are incredible, too.
Amazing.
And you got me hooked up. You got me hooked on that as well, because I listened to a song of them when I was left here. Yeah. I'm hooked on them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually hooked on them.
They're really good.
They're really good.
Yeah. I want to remind you, tomorrow, you know, we were talking with Lisa Bernard earlier this week about the Dane County Humane Society. They're, this Saturday is that big event. They're clearing out the shelters. So they're pulling out all the stops. The shelter adoption finale is happening tomorrow. And you can find more at their website. Just Google for the Dane County Humane Society. But, you know, if you're looking for a pet, now's the time. You can check it out.
Yeah, okay. Did they have like brown bags in the newspaper, and you bring the brown bag in, they filled it up with pets, and then you just leave?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Oh wait, that's Menards.
That's Menards.
That's Menards.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Well,
just go to giveshelter.org/adopt. Okay. Let's check.
Brittany Merlot is
waiting in the wings here. We got to get a weather update for the weekend. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey guys, how's it going? You got me laughing so hard already.
Do you have any pets at your place?
I do. I have two cats.
Two cats. All right.
Well, that's
what
nice.
Are their names?
Yeah. Baby and Butters, and it's actually kind of a brown bag pickup I had in a sense.
You got it in a brown bag thing. Okay.
I'm going to tell you my story. It's kind of unique and interesting.
Okay.
So, I was living in Illinois, and we have Jewels, kind of like festival, right?
Yeah. I love Jewel-Osco.
Jewel-Osco. Yeah, we're all from Chicago suburbs. Yeah. Yep, okay.
So you're familiar. So I'm just going there doing some grocery shopping. To be honest, I think I was going there just to pick up a case of beer or something. It was the weekend, and I saw these two, or actually there's a bunch of cats up on the board, and I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. So I called them. They're like, hey, stay at Jewel. We'll be there in 2 minutes.
What?
This lady pulls up in a van with all of these cats in the passenger seat.
What?
No lie. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, take as many as you want. Take them all. Take as many as you want.
That would scare me.
I was like, I'm seriously standing outside of the doors at Jewel and just reaching through this lady's window of her van to grab two cats.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did.
You live dangerously. They could have hauled you into that van and taken away and, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people watching though. So.
We're gonna track people with cats. Okay. Well, that sounds like a dangerous situation. And of course you live in dangerous situations. I mean, that is part of your thing, you know.
A little bit of a risk taker. I am.
Yeah, yeah. So we have some great weather coming up here, and I can't get enough of this weather, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
So what can we look forward to?
What's up?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it's the last, the last of this next few days where we're going to be flirting with 80 degrees. So still warm today, partly sunny to start, more clouds this afternoon and this evening because a cold front is moving through. Now, we're not looking at much rain that stays far north today, but we could see a few sprinkles overnight. And tomorrow, patchy fog, repeat. That'll kick on out of here because the winds are going to start to whip tomorrow. So becoming windy and breezy this weekend out of the northwest, gusts around 20 to 25 miles per hour, just pulling in this cooler air. So on top of that, you know, the temperatures and the wind, it's going to be feeling even cooler. But highs tomorrow, 75 degrees. Sunday, 69 degrees.
Wow.
Monday, 67.
Yeah. Wow.
And we still stay in the upper 60s on Tuesday, too, before we start to go back to the mid-70s. So we still have a nice warm Labor Day weekend ahead.
Yeah.
And a nice little fall feel for those who want to break and just run around outside without sweating.
That's great stuff.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, sounds great.
I can start getting my walks in again.
I know. My steps.
Come.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
All right, Brittany.
Brittany. Well, thank you, and
have a great weekend.
Yeah,
have a great weekend.
Talk to
you on Monday. That's right. Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. Okay, got a couple of minutes here.
All right, I have one remaining story here. We were talking about how the right wing and some of their media outlets are catching on to the fact that everything MAGA was afraid of under Biden is happening under Trump. and they're realizing it now, right?
Yeah.
The FEMA camps, the military occupations, all of that stuff they thought Biden was going to do, and now Trump is doing it, and they're suddenly realizing this. But you know what? It's always been projection with these people. And this is a scary side of projection. This is from way back in 2024. And a woman was interviewed about, you know, the FEMA camps. And this is the fear that she had with the World Health Organization. Mm. You know, they are concerned about people's health and vaccines. And it's, of course, a fear that MAGAs had that they were going to control the world. Let's listen.
What's the cut?
Sorry. Oh, 176.
There we go.
All right, there we go.
Here.
So one of the reasons that I left the agencies is they have this plan that if you do not believe that the government is God, then you would go to one of these processing centers briefly. If you could be re-educated, they would do that. Although there isn't much need for humans, that, you know, the globalists really are free to admit that there's no room for humans anymore. It's our duty to expire so that to make the planet, to atone for our sins, basically, of what we've done to the planet. And so you will basically be killed. And there are two different humane methods of killing. And one of those is gassing. And the other method is decapitation. And they've been doing all these experiments, decapitating thousands and thousands of mice, recording their brain waves, all of that. Okay. To justify decapitation.
So you get the idea here. You know, she quit FEMA because this is what they were planning.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is projection. I have a feeling this might be what MAGA's all about.
Coming back with Rocker in the studio, Max Inc. preview next.
WMDX, it's 92.7 on that radio dial as you're driving into work, or you can listen to us Bluetooth, our station, into your car, and listen on the Civic Media app.
735, highs today in the mid to upper 70s, beautiful sunshine downtown right now in the low 60s, and it's time for us to welcome in Rocker into the studio. Rocker, good morning. Good to see you.
What's happening, guys?
You are.
Awesome Friday.
It is happening, you know?
We're just an update here from CNN. Oh, yeah, we're watching live coverage of FBI rifling through John Bolton's house.
Yes.
And there's some
he's
reports.
Not there.
Are,
he's not home.
Well, reports are leaking out about what they've collected so far. A collection of mustache brushes and wax.
Oh.
I left out the wax last night. And some suits from JCPenney. A collection of teddy bears. That's new.
Oh.
He's got a big collection of teddy bears.
With mustaches, I understand.
Yeah, with mustaches. And some multicolored tap dance shoes. So I didn't know he was a tap dancer, but, you know, you learn something new every day.
Well, he was in the administration for a while. He did a lot of tap dancing.
A lot of tap dancing.
Well, you know, they also found some garter socks as well.
No. Really? No kidding.
Well, you know.
Well, we'll keep you posted.
It's good for circulation.
Yeah. So... Max Inc., what's going on, man?
Oh, man. Max Inc. Radio, Saturdays, 6 to 9 p.m., mm-hmm. and we feature local Wisconsin-made music, interviews, live music performed in our studio. But this week, Rob Roberts is going to be spinning local music. He's going to be taking over the show on his own, while Rocker, yours truly, I'm going to be off this week. I'm going to go down to 60 Fest. That's at the Eastside Club. It's actually a private birthday party for a couple friends of mine.
Oh,
Danny
cool.
Mager, James Friedman, they turned 60, and actually, I'm right in their boat, too. So I go to 60 Fest. We had 50 Fest 10 years ago. 60 Fest now, right?
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Oh, it's going to be a lot of good. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, have you guys ever heard of a double dip?
Well,
yes. Well, was now, what are you position. Talking about
here? Well, that song that you guys okay. play, right? You know, the double dip, the Porky's okay. Groove Machine.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
On Max Inc. Radio, we call a double dip when we play two songs from the same artist or sometimes from the same theme. Right? Mm-hmm. So we double dip it. And today we're going to do a couple double dips. Is that good with you guys?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Yes.
Tonight, Friday, August 22nd at 8 p.m., Dogtown Hollow is with the Also-Rans at the Burr Oak on Winnebago. And, of course, we played Dogtown Hollow here. And they have a new EP out. It's a six-song EP. And we've heard a bunch of the songs, but I brought in a new song from that. They're Country Funk right here in Madison tonight. They're playing at the Burr Oak on Winnebago. This song is called Fancy Pants.
All right.
Well, you shouldn't trust me, baby. Shouldn't trust me, baby. Oh, my heart hasn't learned from mistakes. It's me. Don't you hear me, baby? Can't you hear me, baby? Oh, my eyes been telling lies. It ain't no holiday parade. Yes, my eyes been telling lies. We lost their honest look. Next time I see you, baby, maybe hanging off the hook. But maybe I could try just one more time. Each time I see you, baby, get me hypnotized.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know I love Dogtown Hollow. You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Good stuff.
Well, so Dogtown Hollow tonight with the Also-Rans Friday, August 22nd. That show starts at 8 p.m. at the Burr Oak. So let's double dip it.
All right.
The Also-Rans. They are with Aaron Scholes on acoustic guitar, Dan Kennedy on bass, Matt Joyce on keys and guitar, and Eric Salisbury on drums. This is an eclectic band here. Full of veterans. This was recorded live at the Red Rooster in 2024, and they'll be with Dogtown Hollow tonight at the Burr Oak. This song is called High and Lonesome.
Mm.
Okay. Here we go.
Those cuts a little bit longer. I don't want to hear more.
That's
of this.
Good. That's really good.
You only get a minute, John.
Sitting down at rock bottom, you know.
Okay.
That's the Also-Rans. So the Also-Rans and Dogtown Hollow tonight mm-hmm. at the Burr Oak. So
great.
Go check that
it's
show out.
Burr Oak, always a great place to see.
Well, let's
all kinds of stuff.
They're really. It's a great club. It's very
great
intimate
venue.
And a
yes.
great sound system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's do another double dip. You guys ready?
Sure.
We talked last week about Ross Thorne and the Spine Stealers. And the Spine Stealers, those two gals making spooky folk-based music in Madison, they were in our studio live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Of course, you can find the podcast at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. And they're on the Far Away Tour with Ross Thorne right now. Hmm. And they're coming back to Madison Friday, August 22nd, so that's tonight, at the High Noon Saloon. Then they're off to Milwaukee, the Falcon Bowl, tomorrow night. And they corroborated a tune here with Ross Thorne, a Duluth-based folk Americana singer-songwriter. So let's take a listen to this song, recorded at Pachyderm Studios, just released. This is Ross Thorne with the Spine Stealers.
All right.
I was born a miner's daughter in an old coal town. Pray that my dreams might carry me far from this city that's been holding me down, somewhere far across the sea, far away, far away. I could make a brand new start somewhere far across the sea.
Nice song.
Yeah, what a beautiful voice.
Yeah, and great banjo. So,
and every time I get a song and I hear banjo, I'm like, oh, this is for John and Gordy Show.
Well, thanks a lot.
So all you musicians out there who are like, gosh, you know, maybe I could get on the radio by putting a little banjo in
that
song.
That's right. Gordy loves the banjo.
Short doses. I like it.
You know, I just want to fill in here. I think, you know, the Spine Stealers is another way of saying the Tinglers.
Yeah,
because that was the whole point of the movie, The Tinglers, was taking the spine out of people in their most frightening moment.
Wow.
Yeah, that was quite the movie. Yeah.
I don't even think they gave me that explanation when we had them on the radio, and I said, what does your name mean?
Yeah, really?
Well, see, that
we'll have to get them back in and quiz them on that. Well, you know, that's great. So we heard Ross Thorne and the Spine Stealers together collaborating on a song, but then you wonder, well, they're playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon with the Spine Stealers, so what is Ross Thorne like?
Yes.
Duluth singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a song from his brand new album, Fitting In. This is Ross Thorne. I lost my voice and my accordion, but I still know how to polka.
I like it.
Okay.
Already.
Got a call from the station a quarter after four. Was my dear old lover in, they'd walked right out the door. I cried for an hour until my voice was sore. I didn't have a lover anymore. We'll sing hey, 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 roll the barrel all day. Hey, 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 and we'll chase the blues away. I may have lost my voice and my old sweet lover too, but I still know how to polka through and through. Okay.
Wow. That's nice picking. I like that.
Picking and grinning.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that fun? That is Ross Thorne. And of course, him and the Spine Stealers will be together. They're on tour tonight.
High Noon.
At the High Noon
Saloon. We should pass this song along to the polka guy.
Oh, yeah.
On one of our civic media stations. Yes.
Tuba Sam, is it? No, Tuba. Oh, no, I got to look it
Tom
up.
Or Tuba Dan or something.
Tuba Dan. That's right. Dan. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a great poker show on one of our civic media stations way up north there. Hey.
It's wild, you know. It's
really a great show, actually.
The thing is, you know, it's Tuba Dan, right? He's got to have songs with tubas in it. And not all polkas have a tuba in it. This guy has found all the tuba polka songs.
And he's got a sidekick named Corky, who never speaks.
We never hear from Corky.
he's on the show, but he doesn't talk.
He's there in spirit.
I wonder how many phone calls they get during their show, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been up there a lot.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Requests?
They do, yeah.
I want that song in 3/4.
Okay. We got some time here. Let's get into something else here, Rocky.
I have some new music, brand new music. In fact, I got it last night. It's Marissa Balestrieri. She's an Italian, kind of an ex-opera singer. On September 19th, emerging jazz vocalist Marissa Balestrieri will release her debut single, Curve Veloci. That means fast curves in Italian. And the song is an upbeat 12-bar jazz blues written by Balestrieri's husband, jazz guitarist Stephen Hall. And with Balestrieri providing the Italian lyrics, this song features Madison Area Music Association winner Jeff Weiss on upright bass and drummer Noah Brooks from Chicago. The Marissa Balestrieri Quartet will make its debut at the North Street Cabaret on the north side of Madison on September 18th. That show's at 7 p.m. Let's take a listen. This is brand new. This is Marissa Balestrieri.
Cielo blu e sopra la bella costiera. Sulle strade guida, guida, guida. Il giovane ma velocità. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gordy, cool. I think we found the band.
This is cool.
This is it to do our Ken Nordine Word Jazz revival.
Yeah, that would be great.
This would be the band to back us up, and we'd do Word Jazz.
Yes.
I believe that this song, too, is about driving your Alfa Romeo through the mountains in Italy. The fast, fast curves, okay. Right?
Fast curves. Yes. Makes perfect sense. Yes. Marissa Ballester.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, she's great. She was on Live from the Mad City just a couple months ago. So if you go to our podcast page at civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio, you can hear her whole performance with her and her husband. It was really good.
That was in Italian, but, you know.
Well, she's an ex-opera singer. She lived in Italy for some time, and even New York City, where she met her husband playing jazz, and now back to Madison.
Good deal.
Okay.
All right. We will come back with more with Rocker and Max Inc. Preview and some more great original music from Wisconsin next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I'm back. You're here. See you. You're back. Okay.
Come on.
I'm back.
One thing you can do on this program, Rocker anyway, WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the Morning.
Mm-hmm. Just a few minutes left here. Rocker, want to talk about the Middleton Good Neighbor Fest? What's happening there this weekend, right?
Oh, Middleton Good Neighbor Festival, it's coming up. We're coming up on the end of the fest season here, so everybody better get out to see one. Outdoor
my
music.
Neighborhood.
Yeah. You know, that festival has been going on since 1964.
Wow.
That's older than me then, right?
Yeah.
This is such a great event that I actually leave Costco just a few hours.
Really?
To attend the event?
I take a little break from Costco.
Are you able to walk to this, John?
Yeah, it's right around the corner from it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's right. It's right down the street from me.
So if we all go, Gordy, and we get too tipsy, we can just walk it over to John's house.
Let's do that.
That's
right.
You can.
Stay there for the night.
He'll greet us with open arms. Once he lets us pass the security gate.
The Kraken protects our yard.
The dog.
And the two Gen Zers.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
August 22nd through the 24th, Middleton Good Neighbor Festival, 2100 Bristol Street, the South Beach Pirate Summer. That's their theme this year. Mm. On the 22nd, today, Angels and Outlaws will be playing. On the 23rd, some highlights include The Mascot Theory at 5:30, Road Trip, The Reverend Raven and Chainsmoking Altar Boys featuring Westside Andy, a Middleton guy, Tim Daniels Band, and then the 24th, Red Hot Horn Dogs, the Good Neighbor Festival. It's held the last weekend of August every year.
That's a great name.
Red Hot Horn Dogs?
Yes.
Okay, say it three times. Red Hot Horn Dogs. Let's get that out of the way. Okay. The Mascot Theory, they're based here in Madison. They're an Americana band. They have a Kickstarter for the new album coming in October. Frontman Eric Kajelin, he's making comeback after surgery for potential fatal brain condition.
Okay.
And the new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, is all about that, and I got a brand new song from it just last night, so I thought I'd bring it in today. Featuring Tyler Durden. This is the Mascot Theory premiering right here on the John and Gordy Show. This song is called Got a Grip.
Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from undercovers. Cross my heart and fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from undercovers. I'm barely hanging on, but I've still got a grip, and it might take all night.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. They're such a great band. Yeah.
Still got a grip.
Yes.
I love like to hear it. A great comeback story like Eric's story.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it sounds like a little bit of his experience, I suppose, yeah. thoughts mm-hmm. he had.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At that point.
Yeah. It makes those lyrics really have meaning.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. does.
And they'll be at the Middleton Good Neighbor Festival this weekend. So check them out online. Mm-hmm. Do we have time for one more?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Play Machine. This is a really new band. They're playing August 25th at the High Noon Saloon with Automatic Lover and the Adem Test Fae Band, art pop band from Madison, Wisconsin. It features Brian Liston and vocals and keyboards, and Joey B. Banks on the drums. And they're really kind of a new experimental band, just a duo. Mm-hmm. So let's check it out. This is a brand new song from them. It's called Dangerous Road. This is Play Machine.
Every single tread of my tires are clinging to fragility. I need the stability of routine to lead from safety to another safe place. When I leave home, think it means I'm exposed. I know.
Yeah, cool sound.
kind of a late 60s sound.
Kind of like,
I'm waiting for some kind of phasing to go on, Ichiku Parkish, you know. My faces.
My brain was melting.
So that was a Play Machine.
Play Machine, Machine. Joey B. Banks, another thing of him on drums. And, of course, he plays with Automatic Lover, and they are just incredible. Mm-hmm. So head over to the High Noon Saloon August 25th to catch that show.
All right. Very good. And Max Inc. tonight or this weekend?
Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMDX 92.7 FM. And we'll be featuring songs Wisconsin artists, and Rob Roberts will be spinning the music for you.
And it was great because I was there last time.
Oh, yeah. Dom came in and hung out with our show on Saturday night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Cool. Rocker, are you going to come to our WMDX listener appreciation party? It's Saturday, September 6th at 3 o'clock.
Oh,
it's free, open to the public. Please come on by. I know you're busy every weekend, but love to have you stop by and hang out for a while.
Yeah. Bring the kids, right? So they got a playground there?
Yes, Doundren's Distilling. You know all about that place, right?
yes.
You've been there, done that. Okay, great. Rocker, thank you. Always good to see you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. John, that's going to wrap things up for today. On Monday, we got a big lineup. We got former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us, and also Tom and Christy Manis. They wrote that book about Wisconsin roadsides.
Yes, and we've also got
Monday
two
night.
Other shows to do. We'll be doing Pete Schwab's show on Monday night and Tuesday night.
Yes, we'll tell you more about that next week. Have a great weekend. Stephanie Miller is next. We'll talk to you soon. So long.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.